This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
This program is sponsored by New Zealand Bridge, sponsors of Grassroots Bridge across the nation.
Thanks, listeners, for letting us know that there was an error in episode 284. Here is the correct program from Bridge Zone Crew. Welcome to the Bridge Zone. You're at the table with Barry and Mariana, and our guest today is Grant Jarvis, and he was right in the thick of all the action over the finals and the thrilling match, like everyone else, I guess. We were watching it on ViewGraph, and we'll be talking with Grant later in the show. Hi, Grant.
Kia ora, Mariana. Kia ora, Barry. Good to be here.
Yeah. So you were there for all of the 3 days, Grant, or just some of it?
No, on Saturday I enjoyed Mariana's company at the Franklin Bridge Club.
Yep.
We had a full house. And then I was there all yesterday when there was high drama in many ways. Starting off when you think you've just lost by 3 imps, and then you discover a 3 imp scoring error, which gives you an exact tie after 96 boards. After an appeal, where there's an 8-board playoff. It's a very, very slim margin to be a potential New Zealand Open player or going home. Today was just as exciting. 1 imp in it with 4 stanzas out of 6 that had gone through. Congratulations to the winning team. It's a lot of bridge. The winning team played 104 boards yesterday, 96 boards today, and then they won in the last stanza. Congratulations to all 4 of them.
There was something like 34 down going into the last 16 boards.
They were.
To get up in the last couple of boards, huge effort.
One huge hand, which I'm sure Richard will write up in his article. It's quite a fascinating one. But yes, I've got connections to most players, so I was feeling for them and cheering for them in all the different ways.
Blimmin' heck, it was all who was going to be making up the team alongside Michael Wibley and Matt Brown.
So in the end, it was Michael Weir and Matthew McManus.
And Gayo and Leon.
You could say it was, you know, youth prevailed, but I guess Gayo was older than most.
It's a game of opportunities and unique links. Many years ago, Timothy Schumacher was a teacher at Pukekohe High School. And as a pastime, I taught him how to play bridge. And with his brilliant ethical mind, he went on to be a silver grandmaster. And yep. He was in the trials performing very well against the Ashley Bark team. Timothy moved to Christchurch at Burnside High School. So he started teaching bridge to his top math student, who took up the game incredibly fast. And 3 years on, he's now in the New Zealand Open team. Yep. So all the little connections just come together and you just don't know where helping out one other friend or someone to play bridge, you just don't know where it's going to lead to.
Absolutely.
Timothy acknowledged that Leon's a brilliant mathematician. He also said Matthew Brown's a brilliant mathematician. Clearly that perhaps might be one little spark that gets you into the national team.
Okay, so most clubs having their lessons coming up. I guess to anybody listening into this, if you've got anybody that you think might be suited to the game of bridge, now's the time.
Absolutely. And just give an opportunity to someone less experienced to you, because you just don't know what you might spark in the future. I mean, look at Barry. He's got Jenny as a mentor and coach, and look at the progress he's made.
Jenny would love that comment.
That was what she was saying to me after she played at Thames with Grant a couple of weeks ago.
We won't mention that one.
Grant, I met Leon when he first came to Congress in Hamilton 3 years ago, I guess, and Richard had asked if I would billet somebody, and I said, yeah, I'll billet a junior, and it was Leon. But there was one setback, is that I had to get him to the bus stop at 4 o'clock in the morning so he could go to Palmerston North to a chess tournament. If we'd sort of worked our way through, he could have actually caught a ride with Jack James and Matt from Palmy, and they were travelling back for the chess tournament. So I could have got some sleep, or more sleep.
Jack James is, yep. He's another young player with a very, very sharp mind mathematically, and obviously a talent for the future as well. That he lost in that playoff. They were very unlucky to lose on that semi-final.
They were playing with
Wayne Burrows. Yeah. And the ladies' finals tomorrow, so that will be exciting.
Yeah. So we'll be able to follow that closely. I understand there's no carryover for that, so everything to play for tomorrow.
It's a hot topic at the moment, carryover in events. But yes, I think so. I don't know if there's a 0.1 carryover to avoid the tie. There's certainly a playoff provision if they are equal at the end.
If the last couple of days of events or anything to go by, I reckon there's a pretty good chance the playoff will be needed tomorrow.
There's lots of little stories like Thames Bridge Club. That must be their first open national representative from their club, and Michael Weir.
Yeah, it would be.
I stand to be mistaken, but I can't think of a previous national representative from that club. So well done to them.
Michael and Mary Ellen living at Miranda, just down the road.
It's their local club. And yeah, they now can put someone up on the honours board as New Zealand representative. What a thrill for them.
What's the next step for the Open team?
I'm not totally sure. Jonathan remains as the chef de mission, Jonathan Westerby. So he will no doubt be planning a program to have them at peaks for the championships they go to. We have the mixed trials coming up, which, of course, is with a large number of teams involved. So that's going to be exciting, and that's going to be a heavy workload for Jonathan. So I hope that goes well. And I believe they're selecting the senior teams, but I can't confirm that.
Barry, you'll be starting gearing up for the mixed trials.
Actually, they've got to make a decision tomorrow. And because Leon was also down to play in the mixed trials, as was Gao. That's one team that won't be there. Right. And of course,
yes, Jane Lennon's still in the final. She might be out of the mixed and the women's, potentially.
So the selectors are going to have to make some decisions after tomorrow's results are known.
Very good. Anything else on that subject?
I'd just like to thank the BBO operators who came in and gave up a day, which was Douglas Russell, Lysandra Zeng, a young new player who's very, very promising, and Carol Richardson and Steve Bowie. So those four came in and assisted and made it possible for us to follow the events through the day. So well done, and thanks to them.
Well, good.
Put you on the spot a little bit, Grant. I don't know whether you know anything about this or not, Grant, but the World Championships are due to be held in Buenos Aires. We recently got an email saying that they may not be. There's some political upheaval or whatever over there.
I don't know the end result, but yes, there is a travel warning for that venue. And that's another little worry that Jonathan's going to have to deal with and the teams themselves. Fingers crossed that it carries on without any disruption.
There's been no mention of what will happen if they don't have it there, so I guess there's a contingency plan.
It's up to the World Bridge Federation, I suppose.
They'd have a backup plan, wouldn't they? Surely.
It needs to happen.
What is the date for the Worlds again?
It's the end of October, about the 22nd of October, I think they start.
Right. So people will play Congress and go, or they won't play Congress and go nice and early?
A couple of weeks after Congress, so
they'll
probably play Congress.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Grant. It's been a pleasure.
Pleasure to see you both.
Get your gumboots on. We're going down to the pond with Kermit. Manamana. Manamana.
Manamana. Well, it's 2024, and look who is back. We are at the pond with Kermit.
Great to see you both again.
Good to see you splashing around.
You've got webbed feet.
Yeah.
Well, 2024, exciting. New Zealand trials are on at the moment, and you are fresh out of the semi-final. Couldn't have been much closer.
Well, it was really cool, actually. So for those that don't know how it worked, there were four teams in the open trial, and there was a 96-board semi-final and a 96-board final. So we were playing the semi-final, my team of Malcolm Mayer, Graham Tufnell and Ian Berrington were playing against Gao Tislevol, Leon Meyer, Michael Weir and Matthew McManus for 96 boards, 64 on Saturday and 32 on Sunday. At the beginning of the match, the captains toss and you choose who chooses where they sit and when. So our team was choosing for match 1, 3 and 5, and their team were choosing for 2, 4 and 6. And so we were up first and we chose our seating. So I was screen mates with Leon, so that was fine. And then when they went to choose for the second match, they kept it the same. And so it went on. So Malcolm and I played 96 boards against Leon and Gao.
Just for the listeners, just point out, this is all behind screen. So although you get to choose where you sit, but you are actually all behind screen, so you can only see one player.
I saw Leon for 96 boards, and what a gracious screen mate he was. And some of you will know that I actually don't take a great deal of notice of the score because I just like to play each board as they come and not worry whether I'm behind or in front. I just like to play bridge. I'm pretty sure that we led the whole way. At the end of the last match, I thought we'd actually won. And then we scored up and we lost by 3 umps.
Oh,
damn. Okay.
So we lost by 3 umps, which is not very much over 96 boards. Luckily, the day before, Malcolm had noticed a scoring error that was worth 1 ump. So, you know, they all count. Anyway, then our team requested a ruling on a situation, and I don't want to go into that situation. It's all one water under the bridge. So we requested a ruling, and there was much umming and ahhing about this ruling and blah, 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 blah. And in the meantime, somebody noticed the scoring error of, would you believe it? 3 umps. So now we're tied.
Holy.
I had just gone into my Air New Zealand app to change my flight to go early when someone came in and said, hold the boat. This was when I thought we'd lost by 3 umps.
Yeah.
Then there was this ruling. Then we're now equal. So now we got the ruling, but the ruling was appealed. So we... Bear in mind, there was another 32 boards that had to be played by that day as the start of the final. So off they go into the appeal, and they come out, and no, it didn't go in our favour. So now we have a draw. Now we have to play an 8-board playoff. And, well, I'm talking to you now, so I think you can tell how that ended. What a shame. But it was a great match. I can't think of a match I've enjoyed more. It was really good bridge. And, yeah, I loved it. I loved it. Because it was my perfect playing conditions. A quiet room behind screen. It was awesome. So the final's now been played.
As we speak, they're playing right now.
Hang on a minute. So that was just the dramas when we got there. So right. Earlier in the week, a couple of the contestants got COVID in Tauranga. So then there was talks of having it online, and I thought, well, that's interesting, because when I fly out of Auckland, I live in New Plymouth, when I fly out of Auckland, I actually need to go to Christchurch. So do I need to buy a flight now from New Plymouth to Christchurch? Anyway, that all transpired that it was still going to be held in person. I didn't have to buy a new flight. So come Friday morning, I told you it was a bit of a long story. Come Friday morning, I get an email from Air New Zealand. The weather's closing in. Do you want to change your flight? So I thought, yeah, I'll take an earlier flight. And there was a lot of logistics to sort out for me to get on that earlier flight. And I'm very glad I chose to do that. The flight I was on went out, but the next two were cancelled. So, some of the other people from Wellington had trouble too. And that is my story.
My goodness, you're meant to be like really calm and collected and laid back moving into this.
Oh, I know.
Not wondering if you're even going to make it.
Yeah, I'm reasonably philosophical about things. When I got my feet on the ground, I was fine. I mean, apart from the fact that I'd rang my brother the day before and said, right, I'll see you tomorrow. He said, where? I said, I'm coming to your place. I'm playing bridge all weekend. Are you?
Well, I have been watching them this morning. So, listeners, you've got it. It's Monday the 5th of Feb, 10:30, and we're watching Viewgraph and talking to Kermit.
At the moment, they're at the halfway stage, exactly halfway, and the Bach team are leading the Tislevold team by 43.
Right, okay.
So, it's not insurmountable. Is it, Kermit? It's not.
Oh, my goodness. Never give up. Never give up.
So I was just going to say, you'd rather be 43 imps in front than 43 imps behind. You're certainly not.
Never give up and never get complacent. Those two things. I've got a really cool hat. Well, I like it because Malcolm and I, we only very first pulled a card together in November, and I've had to learn a myriad of new conventions, which I've enjoyed, but it's actually been quite a mammoth task. But I've really enjoyed it, and it really paid off on this hand. Actually, no, I'm going to retract that. One new convention and just being on the same page. I've really enjoyed with Malcolm, we're usually on the same page. Anyway, I'll tell you the story. One hand on my left, passed by partner, two clubs on my right. Now, two clubs is a three-way bid, and let's see if I can remember their system. It's either natural with clubs, it's a invitational raise of hearts, or it's any game force. So that's what two clubs means. So my hand was Queen Jack 9-8 to six spades, two small hearts, Ace King X of diamonds, and two small clubs. And I bid two spades. They were vulnerable, we were not. I bid two spades for a couple of reasons. We might have a dive on a good day, and it takes up some of the room in the auction. So then it went three hearts on my left, pass, four spades on my right, which is kickback Roman key card. It agrees heart, and it's Roman key card. Now, I doubled four spades. My double of four spades said my suit isn't that great. So pass, and they answered, and they bid to six hearts. My partner led a diamond, and I cashed ace, king of diamonds. Take it off. Now, how did partner know? Because the club doesn't look like it's natural now. It could have clubs, could it not? How did partner know? Even though, I mean, he is some kind of genius, so I'll give you that. But how did he know to lead a diamond and not a club? It wasn't because I rubbed my ring finger. I'm just telling you that. We were behind spades anyway. Not that I recommend, you know, I'm just, that was very much a jest. How did partner know?
Sounds like he's got a choice, doesn't it? He's not going to lead a trump, and he's not going to lead a spade, presumably.
Yep. Comes so down to diamond. He's got nothing. Which minor is he going to lead? And this is one of those things I like to say to my students, is that sometimes bridge is about what is not said. Now, the reason he knew to lead a diamond, because I didn't double six hearts, that would have asked for a club lead, which was dummy's first bid suit.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
A double. It's a bit of a weird sort of a lightener double, if it was, because clubs doesn't actually show clubs.
But it could show clubs.
But it's not completely natural. But what other clue does he have? Yeah, what would double mean? And I reckon it's leader club. So, and we both
double
did.
Double shoulder wouldn't say leader diamond, would it?
No. I was really, really chuffed with that. Those are one of those, you know, little magical moments in bridge that we have.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
I guess for a lot of people, of course, I guess they could have the same agreement over four spades if they didn't double four spades, saying not really that keen on a spade lead.
I think lead directing doubles are one of the most over things myself. Anyway, that might be a whole different topic. And I might encourage emails from everywhere with all the differences of opinions, but I'll put this to you. In 96 boards, neither Malcolm nor I made one lead directing double.
Well, there you go.
Hang on a minute. You doubled four spades. So that was
to say not to lead it.
Wow. Well, I don't know. It's a bit of a stretch to say you never made one. It was a lead directing double. It said, don't lead those.
Yeah.
That's a lot of boards for no lead directing doubles. I'll give you that.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. As I was saying to a student on the day before I left, talking about what's not said is you've got to look at what's not said as well as what is said. And seeing we're talking about lessons, I'm going to do a little plug here for my private tuition. I teach bridge online, private lessons for individuals and partnerships, and it's all done online. Some people might think, oh, online's tricky. It isn't. It's pretty easy, really. If anyone's interested, they can contact me on pam.livingston.bridge@gmail.com or just find me on Facebook. Yeah, love to hear from you.
Look her up.
I guess if the alternative is driving to New Plymouth every time you want to listen, online's looking pretty good.
All right, Chickie. Hey, well, that's great. Thanks for hooking up again.
Are you guys playing in the South Island teams online?
I'm playing in that.
I'm not.
The parts of us seeing you are not that good. There's something like 57 teams or something, isn't it? So.
But hang on, we've got form, Barry. How many times have we got first up?
I think it was unlikely under normal circumstances.
So the fact that it's happened so often, statistically, do you think it means that it's more likely to happen or less likely to happen? It's exactly the same. Oh.
Well, good luck to everybody that's playing in the South Island teams and you too.
Thank you. Okay, nice talking to you.
Join us. Get the lily pad.
With Pam Livingston, Bridge Coach.
See you.
Phenomena.
Director, please.
Judge Judy is in session. It's the bailiff today.
He is Patrick.
Hello, Bailiff. Thanks for joining us today.
No worries.
Now, I know that the New Zealand trials are going on. Back in the cut and thrust of novice bridge, this sort of thing happens, Patrick. What happened was that one of the novices forgot that he couldn't open a week two in clubs and opened two clubs with a weekend and six clubs. We never found out till much later, but the opponents missed their game and got a zero for it. What happens here, Patrick, if the director wasn't even called, because nobody knew anything had happened, they're all novices. So if the director was called at the end of the hand, how does the director decide what to do there?
First of all, the thing is that it was unintentional, and it's important in this case because you're not allowed to psych in two club open. So you can't open it deliberately to try and put the opponents off by opening it on weekend hand. In this case, the director should presumably have no trouble in deciding it wasn't deliberate. If you make a very bad bid, not because you're trying to be clever or anything, but just because you've simply made a bad bid and it works out to your advantage, then, you know, this game involves some luck. It's like, you know, you could say, let's say you reach forward to the betting pad and you mean to write one heart and you write one spade instead, and you actually don't notice until the next round of the betting when it's too late. Well, if it was the opponent's contract in four spades and they don't bid it and wind up in three no trumps going down because you're beating them with your heart suit, well, that would be completely lucky. And it would be just one of those things. There's a million ways to get a bad board, and making a bad bid and it's turning golden, it's certainly happened 1,000 times before.
Wow.
And your beginner is not the first one to muck up opening two clubs by mistake. I mean, most of the time they stuff their own partner up. But, you know, if their bad bid stuffs up the opponents instead, that's a matter of luck. If it was done deliberately, the director would be a justice. If you make a bad bid and it works out lucky, the director doesn't come and take it away. I mean, just to say you make a really bad bid, your partner opens two no trumps and you're not thinking and you pass with your 6 points. If it turns out that everything's lying really badly and you can only make two no trumps and everybody else is going down in three no trumps, the director doesn't come and say, well, that was a really bad pass. Make you bid three no trumps. There's rules about when you do things deliberately. There's rules about when you do things unintended, and if it's legal and not intended. Unintended is a bad choice of word here.
A beginner's not going to get
bad bid
out for life.
If you make a bad bid, usually you'll get a bad score. But sometimes you'll get a good score. You know, it's no such thing as everything working as it should.
Okay.
And seriously, I don't actually take the beginners group that often. There's more Julie's domain than mine. But certainly on the few occasions that I have certainly seen them open two clubs by mistake, thinking that it's a week two in clubs.
Yeah.
And one of those things, if you do it enough times, usually you'll get a bad board, but sometimes it'll work out well. The thing is, it's protected in that you're not allowed to psych it. You're a clever clogs and think it would be a good idea to stuff up the opponents. That wouldn't be allowed. So I guess you could have some problem if the director had suspicions about whether that was the case, but normally it's bleeding obvious. This person doesn't have a clue, and that's what they intended to do.
For example, if this novice decided to open two clubs again next week, I think there'd probably be questions asked.
So, yes, tricky thing.
Oh.
Okay, thank you, Patrick. That's what happens at the Hamilton Bridge Club. Whoops, geez, I've just let you into who it was. But anyway, that's all right. Week two in clubs.
Well, wonder what their face would have looked like if their partner remembered that it's a strong hand and bid two diamonds. I wonder what they thought then.
Quite interesting because, I mean, their partner doesn't alert two clubs. They'd be none the wiser, really, unless somebody asked a question.
You've got no unauthorised information how your partner's taking. I mean, quite often, in the level of game that it is, you've probably got the next person with a good hand quizzing your partner about the two clubs, and that might be enough to make you remember. So if you find it in any way like that about your system, there could be a ruling to be made.
But you've got a week two in clubs, it's probably quite a good chance that your partner's going to give a positive response, isn't it?
not always.
Quite a good chance Fanta's got 8+ and a 5-card major or something.
They'll probably end up in 5 clubs knowing them.
I'm sure all sorts of things happen.
Yeah. Thank you, Patrick. They'll just keep bidding clubs. Yeah, thank you, Patrick.
Okay, all right.
Catch ya.
Bye.
Famous last words on that last 16 boards, Barry.
I remember speaking to you earlier in the day, Mariana, and you said, oh, are they getting a threshing? And I said, well, the 43 or something behind, or 30, whatever they were, certainly not over. There's a lot of boards still to play. And lo and behold, with 10 boards, that was pretty exciting stuff. And be aware that the Ware team had played more boards than anybody else. So they had to survive an 8-board playoff against the Barrington team to even make the final. There were some close matches. And it makes you realise that even over 96 boards, it really comes down to toss of a coin almost at the end of some of these.
You also mentioned the word discipline as well. It was pretty tight.
Yeah, well, it was pretty tight and it was pretty loose. There was a lot of stuff going on. I wouldn't say it was all disciplined. Some pretty wild stuff was happening. Yeah. Some of it worked, some of it didn't.
Congratulations, that's all I can say.
Yeah, Mike and Matthew and Gayo and Leon. It's going to be confusing.
Good luck to them and good luck to the ladies. And then we'll be watching again with the mixed.
And of course the seniors will be selected as well. The electors have suggested that they'll be making some sort of announcement tomorrow on how the mixed trial will be run. They're obviously waiting till these are over to see which teams are actually still going to be complete.
Remember to submit your 3 entries for the book by Zia Mahmood in conjunction with ibescore.com. The competition will be coming to a close shortly. We'll see you at the table. Catch ya.
Bye for now.
New Zealand Bridge, sponsoring bridge from beginner to international, nationwide.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.